brothers and sisters, after having those wonderful readings, it makes me somewhat nervous or seem an imposter to try and comment on those. We sit back in wonder at the mercy of God, what is planned for his creation, what is planned for those who are prepared to believe what God has promised, what our Creator has promised us. He didn't just create us, the human race, just to die, which of course, if they have no relationship with their Maker, that is what happens. But there is no resurrection for those that have no relationship with their Maker, it would appear in the world. But we have a promise of a resurrection, a promise of a life that is beyond this life. So that's why I chose to have a look at Romans chapter 4, which I think complements or follows through into the one we've had the readings for today, the Hebrews chapter 11. looking at Romans 4, is the one of the key phrases from Scripture which Paul brings up here. Romans chapter 4 verse 3. For what does the Scripture say? Abraham believed God and was reckoned to him as righteousness. And this is the whole story, that we of ourselves do not have righteousness before God. God has created us with a free will. It's a mystery how we are, how, as we are, and God has created us. But we have this potential to have a relationship with God on his terms. And that first term seemed to be a belief and a prepared to go along with what God wants of us, i.e. to love one another, to love our neighbour, to be self-giving, to give praise continually to our Creator. But perversely, we have this propensity in ourselves to, as it's called, sin, that is, go against God's will. In other words, we have selfishness, we have our own agenda sometimes, which are not God's agenda for us in our lives, and so we're constantly tempted away from God's commandments. But Abraham believed God and is reckoned to him as righteousness. And so none of us can demand the accolade of righteousness before God. It's something which God reckons to those that are trying, shall we say. Those that have a feeling for their Maker. Those that want to praise God. Wish to be closer. Are despairing sometimes of the sin which so easily besets us. And so these words are great instruction, great encouragement for us. So that's, in a sense, the watchword, or the watch phrase, shall we say, of what I have to say really today. Abraham believed the Lord and was reckoned to him as righteousness. that's in Genesis 15, verse 6. And Abraham, he also says, he talks about it in terms of a fatherhood, an ancestor. He says to the father of all who believe, and we've read this in Romans 4. Romans 4 verse 9, just to pick up one or two verses. In verse 9 of Romans 4, is this blessing pronounced only upon the circumcised, but also upon the uncircumcised? So there's this other issue as well, that through Abraham and his physical descendants, the Jewish nation came about. And these, God in the Old Testament times, of course, regarded as his people, and the non-Jews are in the world were kind of outside that orbit of belonging to God. But Paul and others others in the New Testament had to explain to the Jews, who were comfortable in their certainty that they were God's people, and that people who were not Jews were not really part of God's purpose of salvation. And he has to go take them back to Abraham, and the statement was, we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham. So Abraham and his descendants, his physical descendants, were not automatically accepted by God. They, like everybody, other human beings on the earth, were, in God's terms, sinful creatures. But there was a way to God. And this faith was reckoned to Abraham as righteousness. The fact that Abraham had faith, this is the one thing that we can offer to God, is our belief, our faith, our steadfastness. And then he says in verse 10 of Romans 4, how then was it reckoned to him? Was it before or after he was circumcised? It was not after, but before he was circumcised. He received circumcision as a sign of the seal of righteousness which he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. And that's the key point. And therefore, God's message of salvation, his offer of salvation, goes to all people on the earth, whether circumcised or uncircumcised. So it is not just to the Jewish nation. The purpose was to make him the father of all who believe without being circumcised, and who thus have righteousness reckoned to them. Not something they've earned, but something that God is giving to them. Because, in a sense, they're trying, they have a desire in themselves to be with God, to go God's way. And likewise, the father of the circumcised, who were not merely circumcised, but also follow the example of the faith which our father Abraham had before he was circumcised. So the Gentiles and the Jews, peoples, all peoples of the nations on the earth, have this opportunity their Creator has given them, albeit originally through Abraham, who we say was the sort of father of the Jewish nation. And he goes on to say in verse 13 there of Romans 4, the promise to Abraham and his descendants that they should inherit the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. And this is something which generations of the circumcision, the Jewish people in the time of Christ, the time when Paul was writing these letters, it's something that had to be explained to them because they got it so embedded in their minds that they were the people of God, and their badge, if you like, of salvation was their circumcision there, which was the sign of them belonging to the Jewish race, and the Jewish race were God's people. And that was their mindset. But the wonderful message from this New Testament and these New Testament writings is that God's intention through Jesus Christ is it's open to all. The salvation is open to all if only we accept it on God's terms. That is, we must believe. We must have faith. We must believe it although we can't see it in front of our eyes. We must believe from the words of God. So none of us are righteous before God. Really, that happened from Adam onwards. We are reckoned as righteous by God through our belief. And the purpose, of course, which we're talking about here, in we've already said in verse 11 to 12, he received circumcision, this is Abraham, he received circumcision as a sign or seal of righteousness, which he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. So it was a seal of righteousness for Abraham. The purpose was to make him the father of all who believe without being circumcised, and who thus have righteousness reckoned to them, and likewise the father of the circumcised, who are not merely circumcised, but also follow the example of the faith which our father Abraham had before he was circumcised. And so, we are part of a wonderful part of God's creation, in that we have a relationship with our Maker, which is only possible there if we believe, and if we act on that belief. goes on to say further down in that Romans 4 chapter, that is why it depends on faith in order that the promise may be rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham. For he is the father of us all. So Abraham, well, says he's the father of us all. We're not physical descendants of Abraham, necessarily, but he's the spiritual father of us all. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations, in the presence of God, in whom we believe, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence things that do not exist. In the hope he believed against hope, that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been told, so shall your descendants be. And even that was a great act of faith for Abraham, because he believed God that he would be have descendants, because at the time, humanly speaking, that was not possible. He and his wife didn't seem to be able to have children. But God, if you like, engineered that situation to show that the life, the meaningful life we have before our Maker, is a life of faith. Not just a life of physical do's and don'ts and actions and consequences. And so we have this wonderful concept here that righteousness would be reckoned to those who believe. And so we sometimes, metaphorically speaking, beat ourselves over the head because we realize that our minds have not been where they should have been, or they have been where they should not have been, in aspects of our life in recent times and so on, and we approach God and we seek forgiveness. And if we have that attitude to our Heavenly Father, righteousness is still there to be reckoned to us, because we can't of ourselves gain righteousness before God. What we can do before God is to believe. So it believes our, it depends on our faith and our belief. Just looking briefly at our readings a bit today, Hebrews 11. We have in verse 39, end of the chapter, and all these through, well attested by their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had foreseen something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. And this is after listening all these wonderful people of faith that suffered for their faith, because the people who didn't have faith seemed to have, at various points in human history, tremendous animosity towards those that seemed to have a belief in God, wanted to follow what they saw was the commands of God in their lives. But in various circumstances, at various points of history for the last 2,000 years, and even before then, there was always that issue of the persecution of believers in God, and in the Christian era, believing God through Jesus Christ. There's always that resentment somehow, and it's something that can't be described. Why should such vicious persecutions have happened at various points in history of people who didn't believe persecuting those who did believe? It's almost a puzzle, really, but it's something in the human psyche that seemed to create those situations. And so it says now in this Hebrews 11 how the various people in the mentioned in the Bible, really, it says others suffered mockings and scourgings, even chained and imprisoned. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were killed with a sword. They went about in skins of sheep, goats, destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering over deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these, though well attested by their faith, did not receive what was promised, that is, in their lifetime, since God has foreseen something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. And so each generation lives its life, and the next generation comes along, and this is only God's purpose. And so we have the record here, that each generation can read this, and respond to it in the way that God would want us to respond to it. And so perhaps we'll finish on this note. In Hebrews 12, at the beginning, therefore, it's a big therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. And so in this life, brothers and sisters, we have to have a perseverance, because so many people come into contact with in this country now, I should think there's a majority of people are not spiritually minded or do not have a Christian belief. So let us run with perseverance the race and set before us, looking to Jesus, the prison, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For joy before him, endure the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. So, brothers and sisters, the readings we've had today are wonderful. They give us great courage. They describe the position we're in as we strive to continue with our faith, to encourage one another, to build one another up, because out there in the world, there's nothing to build us up. All it is to pull us down. And so, those of faith have to be together, like we are now. And as Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me as we take these emblems together to remember what Jesus preached, to remember what Jesus went through for us at God's behest, and to remember all the wonderful characters in the scripture, the people of faith, their examples before us.